Walk into any supermarket today and you're confronted with 40,000 products. Yet most families satisfy 85% of their needs with just 150 items. This isn't just retail trivia, it's a warning signal. We've entered an era where abundance has become a burden, where too much choice paradoxically makes us less likely to choose it all. Studies confirm this. Shoppers presented with 24 jam varieties were less likely to purchase than those offered just 6 options. In this suffocating landscape of sameness, businesses face a brutal reality: stand out meaningfully or slowly disappear. The brand graveyard is littered with once mighty names like Woolworths and Eastern Airlines, companies that forgot what made them matter. Today, research shows only 21% of products have meaningful differentiation. The rest? Mere placeholders in our minds, recognized but owning nothing unique. When you're indistinguishable, price becomes your only weapon, and that's a race to the bottom. Nobody wins. In 1960, Rossa Reeves introduced the unique selling proposition, the idea that every product must offer a specific, unique benefit. Today, this challenge has intensified. The top 500 companies control 70% of world trade, and new products are quickly copied. Gillette demonstrates continuous reinvention: two blades, adjustable razors, shock-absorbent technology, eventually 5 blades. Their Mach 3 required $750 million and 35 patents, but delivered near-monopoly market share. Yet differentiation isn't limited to product features. Harvard's Theodore Levitt insisted everything can be differentiated, even commodities. Chiquita proved this by adding recognizable labels to bananas. The pork industry transformed perception by rebranding as the other white meat. Chinese gooseberries became exotic when renamed kiwis. The lesson? Differentiation lives wherever you create it, in features, service, naming, or repositioning the entire category. Summit Bank's president promoting better service missed a crucial truth. Baseline expectations don't differentiate. Quality and service are now entry requirements, not competitive advantages. The 1990s quality movement delivered disappointing results. Only 28% of executives reported significant improvements. Customer satisfaction proves equally unreliable. Over 40% of satisfied customers switch suppliers without hesitation. In automotive studies, 89% of owners claimed satisfaction, yet fewer than 20% repurchased. Even Nordstrom, legendary for service, has struggled with weak sales growth. Harvard's Michael Porter explains why. Operational effectiveness, doing the same things better, provides only temporary advantage. As competitors benchmark each other, they become indistinguishable. Real advantage comes from strategic positioning, choosing to run a different race entirely. Exceptions exist. Chris Zane's bicycle shop offers lifetime free service for any bike purchased, creating genuine differentiation. But these are rare. Quality and service matter, but they won't make you different anymore. Modern advertising often prioritizes vagueness over clarity. Slogans like "start something" sound impressive but communicate nothing. J.P. Morgan ran ads featuring employees' philosophical musings while ignoring their true differentiator: 150 years serving prominent corporations and governments. They eventually sold to Chase. This creativity trap produces entertaining commercials where viewers can't identify the product. Advocates claim consumers need emotional bonds rather than hard selling, but they misunderstand Bill Birnbach's likable advertising revolution. His "Think Small" for Volkswagen and "We Try Harder" for Avis weren't just creative, they were brilliant strategy expressed simply. Psychology confirms emotions depend on reason and appraisal. Without meaning, there's no emotion. Your job is presenting important information about why someone should buy, dramatizing the message without burying it. Price presents similar dangers. When price becomes your focus, competitors easily match cuts. A baby carrot startup with innovative packaging and lower prices watched major suppliers immediately match them. Price differentiation requires structural advantages. Southwest Airlines succeeded by being fundamentally different. One airplane type, no assigned seats, smaller airports, creating the industry's lowest cost per mile. Walmart made everyday low prices work by starting in smaller counties with minimal competition, then building technology and supplier muscle. For most companies, price promotions simply attract existing customers rather than new ones, providing little long-term benefit. After 3 decades in business, a clear 4-step process emerges for creating differentiation, one driven by logic rather than creativity. Logic creates compelling positions like Avis's We Try Harder, because they're number two, or IBM's Integrated Computing, leveraging their size. Most failed programs lack logical foundations. First, make sense in context. Your differentiation must account for the competitive landscape and existing perceptions. Timing matters enormously. Nordstrom's better service worked because department stores were reducing service. Lotus Notes succeeded because companies were networking their PCs. Second, find the differentiating idea. Discover something that separates you from competitors, though it needn't be product-related. Hillsdale College differentiated by refusing government funding. Brooks Sports thrived by focusing exclusively on serious runners, while Nike targeted all athletes. Third, establish credentials. Claims require proof to be credible. IBM's size provided credentials for integrated computing. Pontiac's wide track needed actual width. British Air, as world's favorite airline, required flying more people than competitors. Fourth, communicate relentlessly. Better products don't automatically win. Better perceptions do. Every touchpoint should reflect your difference. Advertising, websites, sales presentations, even Christmas cards. Marketing battles happen in prospects' minds, requiring resources both to enter minds and to stay there. Being first in minds provides enormous advantage because minds resist change. Competitors who copy you reinforce your idea rather than displacing it. Many pioneers maintain leadership. Harvard as America's first college, Hertz in car rentals, Hewlett-Packard in desktop laser printers. Owning a distinctive attribute offers another powerful path. Identify what's both important to customers and unclaimed by competitors. You can't own your competitor's position. Seek another attribute, preferably opposite to the leader's. Some attributes matter more than others, so seize the most important available one. Leadership itself is perhaps the most powerful differentiator. Humans naturally equate bigness with success. We even perceive important people as physically taller. Powerful leaders own the word representing their category. Computer means IBM, copier means Xerox. Smart leaders go further by owning key attributes, like Heinz claiming the slowest ketchup to reinforce thickness, maintaining 50% market share. Heritage creates differentiation by addressing inherent insecurities. Long history suggests stability and expertise. People instinctively trust specialists over generalists, perceiving them as experts with deeper knowledge. Specialists focus entirely on one product, one benefit, one message, like Duracell preempting long-lasting to capture 45% share despite Eveready's broader line. In a world drowning in choice, differentiation isn't a luxury, it's survival. Thriving companies don't necessarily have superior products. They own the clearest reason to exist in customers' minds. Perception trumps reality. Being first beats being better, and owning one powerful idea defeats trying to be everything to everyone. Success demands brutal honesty about your competitive landscape, relentless focus on a single differentiating idea, credible proof supporting your claims, and unwavering commitment to communicate that difference everywhere. You need courage to be contrary, discipline to resist dilution, and resources to stay visible in overcrowded minds. What makes you genuinely different? Not what you wish made you different, but what you can credibly own in the minds of those who matter. Answer with clarity and conviction, then communicate relentlessly. Stand for something distinct, or risk standing for nothing at all.